Okay, today's Daf Kuf Chaf. We're on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We're going to repeat the Mishnah again. We'll go over the Mishnah again very quickly, and then we will begin. Ready? Here we go. Shtei Yivamos. There are two Yivamos. Zu Omeres Meis Baili, Vzu Omeres Meis Baili. Each one says that their husband died. Okay? Zu Asura Mipnei Baila Shel Zu, Vzu Asura Mipnei Baila Shel Zu. So Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. All four of them go on vacation. Then Rachel says, my husband Reuven died. And by the way, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are brothers.
The women are not related.
The women are not related. Rachel says, Reuven died. Now, is she believed to say that Reuven died?
Yes.
Yes. Why not? Is she believed to say that Reuven died and therefore the other... Why? The other woman can't fall to Yibam? No. She's not believed to say that. Because you're not believed for a sister-in-law. Right. Right? And the same thing with the other woman and the other husband. Therefore, each one is usher to go to the Shuk. Why? Because maybe they fall to Yibam. Because maybe the other one's still alive. They themselves are believed for their own husband, which makes no sense. That's the halacha. Right? Lazu Adim, Vlazu Ain Adim. 1 second, one brings Adim. So I have Adim that my husband died. Right? Adim watched him get shot. So Adim are there. The other one said, I have no Adim, but I saw him die. But I have no Adim, but I saw him. So as Shieshal Adim Asura, the one that has Adim, it's an anomaly. You have Adim that your husband died, you cannot go to the Shuk.
Because
you have to marry the other brother, and there's no Adim on him. Right?
Why can you marry the other brother?
You might have to fall to him to Yibam.
Right.
Right? The problem is...
He's not around.
The wife says he died. Yeah. So but you don't believe her for that. So your husband's dead. There's anything to say he's dead. Yeah. But your brother-in-law, his brother, might be still alive. Because the only testimony that he died is the wife. And we don't believe wives for sister-in-laws. So if he has Eshe'en-la Edim Uteris. But the one that doesn't have Edim is Mutter. Why? Because she gives testimony on her own husband. Something she's allowed to do. And then they're Adim on the other one. So she's free to go. She's free to go. Now, Lazu Banim v'Lazu Ein Banim, same exact thing. Es Sheesh La Banim Muteres, V'es Sheein La Banim Asura. Right? Nisnab, now, here's a funny case. Nisnabu, Nisyavmu. What happened was, I might have said this case wrong, that's why I didn't mind doing the Mishnah, because I want to get this case right. The whole Gemara is on this case. You ready for this? Two brothers are married to two women. Each brother has an additional... there's two additional brothers. There's Reuven and Shimon, married to the two women. Then there's Levi and Yehuda. So what happens? Reuven's wife says, my husband died. Shimon's wife says, my husband died. Now, do we let them go to the Shuk? No. Because maybe the other one's alive. However, each one's believed to say that his own died. So what happened? Each one does Yibam to one of the other brothers. Which, what's wrong with that?
Each one does Yibam
to... one of the other brothers, two other brothers. Each one's believed to say their own husband died. So Rachel says, my husband died. I'll do Yibam with Levi. Right, Levi says, okay, do Yibam with her. And now Leah died. I'll do Yibam with Yehuda. My husband Shimon died. Yehuda will do Yibam to me. Nothing wrong with that. Right? Because... doesn't violate any of the rules. Right? Now, Levi and Yehuda also die.
Before or after they did?
After they did Yibam. So now the question is, who's it? Now the question is, does the original Isser kick back in? Remember we said that the two women cannot go to the Shuk? Because maybe the other one's alive? Right? And if the other one's alive, then what's the din? The chayiv in Yibam. The din Yibam would live in Yehuda. You hear? The din Yibam would live in Yehuda.
There are no more brothers.
What?
There's
no more brothers. Now, Levi and Yehuda died. So can they get married whoever they want? Or do we revert back to, maybe the brother's still alive?
Right. Which brother?
Huh?
Reuven
and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel says, my husband Reuven died.
She believed
she's believed to say that.
Right.
Leah says, my husband Shimon died.
Right.
She's not believed to free Rachel.
Right.
Because maybe she only said that to mess up her sister-in-law Rachel.
Right.
Rachel's not believed to say that her husband died to free Leah.
Right.
So maybe the two brothers are still alive for Yibam purposes only. What happens? The two women do Yibam to two other brothers.
Right.
Levi and Yehuda. Nothing wrong with that. Now Levi and Yehuda both die. So now, can Rachel and Leah marry whoever they want?
Why not?
Or do we say, well, listen, Rachel was not believed to free Leah. Leah was not believed to free Rachel. The fact that they went to Yibam to the other brothers, that didn't change this. That didn't change this.
Right.
So they still can't marry anybody in the street.
No sense. Right. Because the Isser of child for that Yibum, if the other brother shows up, is that kid's a mamzer.
What do you mean?
If the other brother shows up, the original husband, number one, shows up, but she's already married and has a child with a brother.
You mean
two,
you mean to say is as follows: if Reuven's married to Rachel, right? If Reuven's married to Rachel, and Rachel comes and says Reuven died, my husband died, she cannot go to Yibam to Shimon, and then Leah says my husband Shimon died.
Right.
Rachel cannot marry anybody in the street because maybe Shimon's still alive.
Right.
However, Leah is believed to say that Shimon died for her own purposes, just not for Rachel.
Right.
So what does Rachel do? What does Rachel do? Now Rachel says, my husband died. There's no question he died. I'm telling you he died. I can marry whoever I want, except Shimon. Maybe Shimon's alive. So you know what I'll do? I'll marry Levi. The other brother.
Yeah.
She does that. Now Levi dies. Now, are we still choshesh that Shimon's still alive?
Why not?
Are we still choshesh that Shimon's still alive?
Why not?
That, where'd that chesash go?
Yeah.
It never went anywhere. It could mean he's still alive.
Okay.
So she's still stuck.
1 second.
Right?
Let's say he would be alive.
To machlokas if she's still stuck. That's the last case. Yeah.
Okay, I hear you.
You hear? You hear the case? Nothing's changed.
You don't have to do Yibum to that brother.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Something changed. Yeah. Nothing changed. Only thing that changed was she got married in the middle to another brother. That's the only thing that happened. Then he died.
You said it wrong. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah?
You said Rachel's not believed to free Leah with her testimony.
Right.
There's two other brothers, so that's not an issue here. You know what I mean?
We don't need that brother.
We don't need that brother.
Right. No.
Right. We don't need that brother.
Rachel says my husband died.
Rachel says my husband died.
How is she impacting Leah? She's not.
No, only if Leah says her husband also died. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's two other brothers.
And there's no other brothers. Fine. So we did even. Now they died also.
Okay.
So back to square one. Back to square one. Nothing changed. Back to square one. Can you? Are you? So what changed? So says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Nis Yabmu. They do Yibam to other brothers. Umesu, when they die. Hayavmin Asurin Leinase. They cannot get remarried. Why? Because maybe those two people are still alive.
Right.
The fact that they got married to other brothers in the meantime is irrelevant.
Well, it's okay to get married to your other brothers.
Correct. But so now that they die, they go back to being stuck. They go back to being stuck.
Right.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
If they were still alive, then how do you allow them to marry a Yerub?
Because each one's believed. Because each one's believed to say their own husband died. That's the kicker. It doesn't make sense. Each one's believed their own husband died. Right?
Right?
The belief to say the own husband died. So if the belief that the own husband died, I'm eligible for Yibam. In other words, there's no other brothers.
Right.
Now, can I go to the Shuk? No, that you can't do because maybe she lied. So, they marry another brother. Now, that guy died. Now what? Says the Tanakhama, it reverts back to the original story. She's stuck. Rabbi Lez Armin, no. Havel v'hutru liyabmin, hutru l'chal adam. Since you got married once, you become free. What's the svar for that?
Yeah.
What's the svar for that? That's why I didn't want to do this mission again. Because I know that yesterday I didn't explain this well, but before we stopped. Okay. So Tana, Lazu Edim. Now, first of all, before we get to that case, Tana, Lazu Edim Ubanim, Lazu Lo Edim Velo Banim, Shtehem Mutaros. They're both Mutter. That's another case that was not in the Mishnah, right? Okay, fine. Very good. Now, there should be a two dots here, because now we're going to quote the whole part of the Mishnah again. It says, Nisyavmu, they did Yibam, Umesu, and they died. Hayibin, those two brothers. Asurin Lihinase, they cannot get remarried again.
Right.
They revert back to square one, and then maybe the other guy's still alive. So boy, Rava, my time of Rabbi Elazar. What's the reason for that? Why did Rabbi Elazar say it's okay now? What changed? So the answer is, Mishum de Kasavar, because he holds a little bit like Yossi, that Tzara me'ida lechaverta. A Tzara can testify for the other wife. In other words, Rabbi Elazar argues on the whole premise of the five women. And this one of these five he doesn't agree with. Now Tosfos says it only applies where really you're testifying about yourself, and it also has an impact on the other one. I'm saying my husband died. I'm saying it for me. The fact that it impacts her is irrelevant. But we believe it. We believe it. If he's dead, he's dead. He can't be dead for you and alive for her.
Right.
Tanakhama says, no, you can say such a thing. He's dead for you but alive for your sister-in-law. Says Rabbi Elazar, no. If you testify about yourself, my husband died, and now it frees the sister-in-law. Very simple. Is that the reason? Oh, Dilma. Or maybe the reason is no. I'm sorry. Oh, Dilma, or maybe the reason is a little bit different. Mishum, because, right? Dehi la makalkala nafsha. She's not going to ruin herself. What does that mean? She's not going to ruin herself? How's she going to ruin herself? Right?
I mean, it has a whole...
If she's going to... What's she going to do? Because she's going to lie and say her husband died.
Right.
Right? And really, he's alive. Just to mess her up. Is that what she's going to do?
Because when she gets married, she's messed up too.
Exactly. She's not going to do that.
Right.
That's not going to do that. So which one is it? Is it the first one? We believe her for her. And it has consequences for other people? Call a vote. Or no. She's not that crazy. She's not that evil. She's going to make up lies just for the sister-in-law. And it's going to ruin her life. She's not going to do that. Which one is it?
If the sister-in-law is alive and well, and so is the brother-in-law, let's say, how does she know about the testimony? She doesn't know that's the testimony.
She doesn't.
Mamma's not my sister. If she says my husband died, doesn't impact the sister right now. They're happily married with 20 kids.
Okay, so...
It doesn't affect the sister.
So, you asked the very question. A little bit Lamai Nafkamina. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference between these two reasons? What's the difference? At the end of the day, he holds that once this happens, what's the difference? The difference is, Lansuvi Litzaru Mikame Dida. Can the other wife get remarried without waiting for this one to get remarried? In other words, the Rachel and Leah. Leah says my husband died. Now Rachel says her husband died also. Rachel says her husband died. Leah says, you know what happened? My husband also died. Now, Leah is not believed to free Rachel. However, Rabbi Elazar says she is. So now what happened? Rachel and Leah are both single now. They're both widows. Widow. They're both widows. Ostensibly, not twice.
Yes, they married the second brother.
Okay, fine. Right? They're both widows. So now, Leah is the one we're afraid of. Right? Leah is the one we're focusing on. We're focusing on Leah. Why is Leah's testimony free Rachel? Either because Leah testified about herself, or because she's not that evil. Right? What's the difference? Now, will Leah get remarried? If Leah doesn't get remarried, and she's pretty evil, she knows her husband's alive.
That's right.
She's just doing it to destroy Rachel.
Right.
So she's sitting, I'm not getting married. But if she goes and gets on the market, and she's busy, she gets married, then she's obviously not that evil. Why'd she do it? Because Taka, her husband, died.
But she married the Yavam.
Huh?
She married the Yavam.
He died also.
Yeah, but how would she marry the Yavam if she knows the husband's alive?
So it could be, you don't have to go to that second step, that they married other people. I know, but it's the same principle.
Right.
Same principle. So, Lantzuve Litzara, can the Tzara get married, Mikame Dida, before Leah? If we say you testify about yourself, we believe you, and it's consequent that we always believe you. We always believe you to say your own husband died. What was the only issue? Do we believe you for the Tzara? But if we do, and then you don't have to wait. Then the Tzara doesn't have to wait. Then wait, what's she doing? Who's she going out with? Because if she's sitting there waiting for her husband to come home, I'm gonna be in trouble. Then Afa Gavdalo Intev Mantvina Leila Tara. Even if she says, I don't want to get married. Well, who cares? My life has nothing to do with your life. But if the reason is because she's very evil, and therefore we're afraid that she'll ruin herself even to ruin the other one, then intav masvina lola tara. One second. So then if she gets married, Leah, then we'll let Rachel get married. And e lo intav lo masvina le. But if Rachel, but if Leah never gets married, we're not going to let Rachel get married. Because the whole thing is a ruse. My, what's the story? So Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Howel, since v'hutru liavmin, since they married other brothers, hutru l'chaladam. Now, they're free to marry whoever they want.
If the other brother dies,
if the second pair of husbands die. That's not your point, Yossi. If you say the reason is she'll never ruin her life, she'll never do that, then she got married to one of the other brothers. It's also good. And that's a proof that when the second husbands die, she's free to go. But if you say the reason is because when you testify about yourself, it automatically has impact on her, the low ints of Nami. That even if she didn't, you know what, I don't want to get married to that brother. I don't like that brother. I don't like the other brother. I don't want to do even to him. Right? What am I going to do? I'll make him do chalitza, whatever. I don't know. I'm going to wait it out. She can still get married. You know, I like that Levi. He's okay. I'll marry him. El Shmamina must be time of Rebbe Elazar, Mishum the ints of Hu Lo Makalkal Nafsha. Obviously, the reason must be because she'll never ruin herself. Because they both got married in the Mishnah's case. Obviously, she agreed to get married. She's not going to ruin her own life. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily a raya. Rabbi Elazar, l'devem kamalahu. Rabbi Elazar was talking to the Chachamim. Lindy D, I say, tzor me'idah l'chevrata, I let them get married, afal gaftalo into mansvinalit, even if they don't get married. Even if Leah doesn't get married, I'll let Rachel get married. Why? Because the minute Leah says, my husband died, we believe her. We believe it for Rachel too. Rachel, you can get married whoever you want. There's no more yibim. There's no more brothers. You can get married whoever you want. But according to the Chachamim, you hold that if they marry other brothers and then they die, they revert back to their right. Then oduli mihas. Then you admit to me the hecha the intiv mansvinala. But one second, if she'll get married, that means she's not ruining herself, right? It's not that crazy to do that. So mishum de'ilo makalkal nafsha. She'll never do that. So therefore, if she gets married, at least in that case, you should let the other one get married. And the rabbanon say no. Thomas nafshi impolishtim hutka of the. She'll go down with the ship. She'll ruin her own life just to ruin her life, right?
Evil women.
Evil women. You know, it's like a redundant statement. Tashma. Let's try to bring another raya. Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubayla lemedina sayam. If a woman goes away to overseas with her husband, ubav amra, and she comes back and says, meis baili, right? Tinase, she gets married, v'titel tsuvasa, and she gets a tsuva too. V'tsarasa asura. And the tsara is asa. Now, why is the tsara asa? Because we don't believe a woman for the sister-in-law, for the other one, for the tsara. Rabbi Elazar, no. Ha'ol v'hutra hi, hutra nami tsarasa. You believe it for her, you believe it for the other one. He's a consistent shita, right? Now, no one got married here. She didn't get married. So what do you see? She doesn't have to get married. You automatically believe her, even without her getting married.
She's not so
evil. Right? So the Gemara says, no, Amy, you can change it. Hobel v'hutra v'nithes. She got married too. So now you can just change it to say that. V'lechosh dilma, listen to this. V'lechosh dilma begite asya. Maybe she has a get. Who? What? From her husband. V'hai, and therefore she got remarried.
Before he died.
What? Yes.
He didn't die. He's still alive. He gave her a get.
No, he gave her a get. He didn't die. He gave her a get. Didn't die. V'hai, deka amra hachi, l'kalkala, l'tzara, hu mechavna. And she's only saying he died to mess her up.
This is pure evil.
So the Gemara says, you're right, either intively Yisrael Hachanami. If she got married to Yisrael, you're right, that's always that chashash. In other words, she got remarried. She got divorced, and she got remarried. And then she comes, ooh, my husband died. My first husband died, I got remarried. You can't remarry now, because I got married. And that's the rule, right? If I get married, then it shows I'm not going to ruin my life. But she got divorced. And she's doing... But Gemara says, but hachamai iskin in civil kohen. No, she's married to a kohen. So that, she's never going to do that. That far, she's not going to ruin her own life. Right?
Maybe she got to know.
So the fact that she's married to a kohen, that proves her husband must have died.
If
she
had the first one,
no.
You can't hold like
her
brother. It's too untenable. You can't make rules like this.
It's very... It's, yeah. Okay, the next Gemara... The Gemara is very easy... And I told you, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Yud Zayin, Evan HaEzer, Simon Yud Zayin, is by far the longest Simon in Shulchan Aruch. It goes on, it must go on for hundreds of pages. And it's all about these cases, where a husband is not around, and the wife says he died, all these things. So a lot of the space for the Sugya is the next Mishnah. Which is, I don't really know, I don't really recall what it looks like, and it looks funny. How do I identify the body? The Gemara is very simple, and then the Rishonim and the Achron have added, you can imagine, and you can imagine the cases that have come up, and we're going to just read the Gemara. It's very simple, it's very easy Gemara. But the ramifications are very, very extremely complicated. Here we go. Ein me'idin, you can't testify, ela ala partzuf, panim, except for the face, im hachotam, with the nose. Right? Not so I see his ear. I recognize that ear. But that's not good enough. Can't say that.
Not by dental.
Right. Not by, right. Says Rashi, Eimi Eden, Al Ha'ish Shemes, the first Rashi Mishnah, on a man who died, El Im Kain, Ru'uhu Meis, Beparts of Panov, unless you see his face, Im Chot with his nose. Shechom Lakir Shazel. You know, this is the guy. Avalo Ru'u Beparts of. You don't know his face. You don't see his face. O Shenitel Chotmo, or they took away his nose. Ain me eden a love lahasiyas ishto shema ainhu. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's not the husband. Right? Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Af al pi sheish simanim begufo ubekelof. Even if he's got simanim on his guf, he had some birthmark, or that's his favorite shirt. All these things. None of that applies. Next, ain me eden a love agitation afsho. You also can't testify till he's dead. Right? Like yesterday, last night, I went to pay a shiva call, and he was telling me that his mother was in Auschwitz. On the death march, they were walking with their sister, and she wasn't going to make it. She had typhus, she wasn't going to make it. So they left her on the side of the road. Because if they would carry her, then they would all die. They would all be killed. So they just left her there. And then they heard shots. Because the soldiers, the Germans shot, they heard shots. They didn't see it. That's a situation where chances are, right? But they didn't see it happen. Now, she didn't return, and they assumed that it's also a woman. She was also single. But I'm just saying, that's the situation. They didn't see it happen. But what else happened, right? So would that be good enough? I don't know that Allah Almighty said, would it be in such a case? If that would have happened, right? So, Vafilaru Maguin, even if they see the guy cut up, or Havitalov, or he's on the cross, right? He's being hung on the cross. Not hung. But on the cross, v'chayo chelasbo, or animals, wild animals were attacking him. Ain me eating a love. Ain me eating, that's it. It's still not good enough. Why? Because he didn't see him die. So in other words, it's not 100% that the person's going to die in these situations. Ain me eating ella ad gimel yamim. You also can't testify if it's more than 3 days later. Because the face starts to change, and people start to decompose, and it... Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, no, local Adam, not everyone's the same type, not everyone decomposes at the same rate. For local Makom, not every place is the same, hot or cold or this. For local shows, not every hour is the same. Not everything's the same. You can't make a rule like that. That's 3 days. You can't make a rule like that. Okay. Abba Bar Marta, Tahavi Abba Bar Menume, Abba Bar Marta is also Abba Bar Menume, Havi Maski Bey, the Bey Reish Kalusa Zuzi. He owed the Reish Kalusa some money. So what did he do? He didn't want to pay. So I see Kiro, he took wax. Davak bibliyasa, he put it on a shirt or something, on a cloth. Davak ba'apusye, he attached to his face. Chalaf kaimei, he walked right in front of the Reish Galusa. Velo, where am I? Chalaf kaimei, velo bish kirivei. He didn't even recognize him. Why? Because there's a little look, there's a little change in the way he looked. He was put himself in disguise. Right in front of the Reish Galusa, didn't even recognize him. So what do you see from this? It's very easy to change how you look.
I skipped.
Tanarabanan. Padachas, below parts of. If you see the forehead, not the face, below parts of pun, not the face, or parts of the face, panim, the face, v'lo patachas, not the forehead, the new requirement. Ein me'idin ad shiu shneim, you need to both now. Not just the face, also the forehead, im hachotim, with the nose. Amar Abaya, v'tem Rav Kahana, Maikra, how do you know that? Hakaras panim v'ansabam, it's a pasuk. Now, okay, so, Avabar Marta, Dahavi Avabar Miyumi, Havimaske Be, Reish Galusa, Zuzi, owed money. So what'd he do? I see, Kiwi took wax, Davak Bibliasa, Davak Abba Pusye. I think it means he put on his forehead. So he disguised his forehead, and Chalaf Kamai Velo Bishakre. He walked by right in front of Reish Galusa's face, didn't recognize him. Because a little bit his forehead changed.
And obviously we don't hold like this today.
So it's very complicated halachas. I can't tell how we hold. It's very complicated.
Let's say in 9/11, for example, they just uncovered people a year or two later. They said
no, they didn't.
DNA.
They uncovered a fingernail or something.
Right. So obviously it wasn't parts of the
punnet. I hear.
A nose.
Afal pi sheyesh. No, so that's different. That you know he was. I don't know. I don't know the halachas about this. Right. I saw a guy in the field. He looked just like the guy in Shul. What did you see from him? Well, half his face was cut off, but I saw the other half. I don't know. Right? I'm sure these cases came up. In the war, things like that. Right? I don't know exactly, you know, that's, I don't know the halacha, the ramifications. Right. So, that's another shiloh. Does the science make a lot of this, you know, not irrelevant, but much more conclusive? Afopishiesh simonim. Even if the simonim, right? I know, that was his favorite shirt. I saw a guy, his favorite shirt. I didn't really see his face. It was all whatever, but that was that guy's shirt. Everyone knew that guy wore that shirt. Or he had some birthmark that everyone knew on his shoulder. Did I see his face? No, his face was not recognizable. But that shoulder and the birthmark, everyone knows that. So, afal pi, so let's remember, the simonim lav daraisa? So what are you telling me, that simonim are not daraisa? Viraminu, 1 second. Matza kosher bekis uba arniki uba tabas. If you find a get in a kiss, in a wallet, or an arniki, a money belt, or tabas, or together with the signet ring, or shinimta ben kalev, or you find it among his possessions, afilos man maruba, even if it's a long time later, kosher, it's still a valid get. Why? Because that's this guy's possessions. So what's the get doing there? Obviously, it's the get he meant to give. Right?
He can give it.
What? So it says Rashi, Bain Kli, it's Rashi of Bain Caleb, Bain Kli Beso, Umakir es Akis, Vesa Dabas, Shehain Shalo, Kusher, it's a Kusher get. Velo Chashin and Dilma Hai Kis, Vaitabas, the Inish Achminu. Don't tell me this is another guy's wallet, right? The high get, Achahu, and this get belongs to some other guy. Then why does Ruvain have Shimon's wallet? Right? Alma, Samchina na Simana. We rely on Simanim. The is blay bekis, uba arniki, the feel of mishri isrationis daraisa. Even to allow a woman to be divorced. Alma, what do you see? Simanim daraisa. We're going to rely on this guy's wallet and say she's divorced. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, did I skip? No. Amar Abaya, lo kasha. It's not a kasha.
Shouldn't she be holding the divorce?
What?
Shouldn't she be holding the death?
You can give it.
Wait,
how does she get?
I don't know about that detail. But the point is that we're relying on Simanim. That's the point. So Amar Abaya.
I think what he's trying to say is that later on he can give the get. It's still the Shema.
It's still the Shema, it's still his. Okay, same thing.
Yeah.
The point is we're allowing a woman to get divorced based on what? Simanim.
Right.
And we're not going to allow a woman to say her husband died based on Simanim. I couldn't see the face, but I saw the birthmark on the shoulder. That's not good enough. So Amar Abaya lo kasha. Ha, by the case of get, Rabbi Elazar ben Mahava, it's a machlokas. Ha, by our case in the Mishnah is Rabbanan, Ditanya, Ein Me'idin ala Shuma. You can't testify on a birthmark. Rabbi Elazar ben Davai, Omer Me'id, yes you can. Guy's got a funny birthmark on his shoulder, and he saw that birthmark, he didn't see, that's good enough. So it's a machlokas. My la ba kalifiki, so what are they arguing about? Demar Savar, Rabbi Elazar ben Davai says, Simanam Daraisa. A simon's a good thing. It's a daraisa. Umar Savar and the Rabbanan hold simon and the Rabbanan. It's a Rabbanan. So Amar Rava, no. The Kuli Alma simonim daraisa. Everybody will hold a simonim daraisa. That's not the issue. The issue is, what's the story with a birthmark? Bishacha b'shuma mitzuyim ben gilo kemiflagi. Someone has a birthmark, so there's a tzad to say, everybody born that year had that birthmark. It was in the air. So if the fact that he has a birthmark, ben gilo, which is someone who's born at the same time as you, also has that birthmark. So it's not a riot to him. It could be someone who's his ben gilo. Mar Savar, Shuma Mutsuya, the ben gilo. Rabbi Rabbanan say, yeah, that's a big chashash. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Elazar ben Davai says, no, ain't no Mutsuya ben gilo. What kind of thing is that? Others say, Hacha b'shuma asuri lishtanos la'acha misa kemifliki. A different issue. Does the birthmark change after death? Mar savar asuri lishtanos la'acha misa. The Rabbanan say, yes, it does. Umar savar and Rabbi Lazar holds, in asuri lishtanos la'acha misa. No, it doesn't. That's a birthmark change. So it's a machlokes about that. Vikati Amri, others say exactly the opposite. Amar Rava, the Kuli Alma, Simonim Durabanan. Everybody holds Simonim are Durabanan. Simonim are Durabanan. Vahacha, Bishuma, Bisimon Muvuk, Kamiflugi. But does Shuma, is a Shuma a super Simon? Is a Shuma a super Simon? Mar Savar Simon Muvuk. Some say, Rabbi Lazar says, it's a super Simon. Says Rashi on top. Vahafagaf, the Simonim Durabanan. Even though they're only Durabanan, a Simon Kihai, a Simon like this, Samchinen afilu aiser daraisa. We're going to believe it even for aiser daraisa. Umar savar and Rabbanon hold no. Lav siman muvak. It's not a good siman. It's a regular siman. Ulahach lishadama rava siman daraisa. And according to the one who holds, according to Rava's version, that a siman is a daraisa, hakatani, it said, afal pishiesh simanim begufa ubekelav. Then 1 second. Then why? If simanam daraisa, then in the Mishnah said, you can't marry somebody based on the testimony about a man dying doesn't help by Simonim and his Kalim. Why not? Why not? If Simonim Adaraisa, well, that's his favorite shirt. Why not? So the answer is because Gufo Da'aruch V'gut, meaning that a people are short and tall. What kind of Simon was it? That he's tall? Half the world's tall. What kind of Simon was it? That he's short? Half the world's short. What kind of Simon is that? Not a Simon. And Caleb, what about the Caleb? That's his favorite shirt. Caleb, Cheshin and L'Sheila. Caleb, maybe he borrowed it. Maybe somebody borrowed it. Vi Cheshin and L'Sheila. 1 second. But if a Choshish for borrowing, so Chamor, B'Simoni, Ukov, Hechim Adrinan, we know that if a saddle on a donkey, nobody ever borrows that. So if you see a donkey with a special saddle, that's a good Simon. Why not? Maybe somebody borrowed it. So the Gemara answers, low. 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 Shaili inchi akufa de mesakiv le lechamra. Nobody ever lends out a donkey saddle because it hurts the donkey. Donkey's used to, that's to get you to break in the saddle. So some, no one's going to borrow that guy's saddle because it's not going to fit to my donkey. You understand? Matza kashur bekis ba'arniki ubetabas hechi mahadrinan betabas chayish. I'm sorry. Matza kosher bekis ba'arniki ubetabas hechi mahadrinan. So 1 second. How can we give a get found in the kis and the arniki and the wallet? We just said that that's kosher, but now we're saying that these people borrow stuff left and right. So how can it be a raya? His thing.
Yeah.
What?
Or you mean the barn?
Yeah, the other stuff.
Yeah, the other stuff. No one argued on that Mishnah, yeah. Right? So the answer is because no one lends out their wallet. Nobody does that. Tabas chayes luzufei. No one's going to lend his signet to someone else, and then they go run up. It's like lending me. It's like me giving you my credit card. No one's going to do that. And go sign everything you want under the sun. Kiss the arniki. Listen to this. Menachashe inish. There's some what's nichush? How do you say that in English?
Superstitious.
Some superstitious thing? V'lo moshel. V'lo moshel. And v'lo moshli. Nobody lends that. Nobody lends out their private things. Why? Says Rashi. Shalo yitel zeh mazalo. I don't want you taking away my mazal, which is hidden in the ring and things like that. So I'm not, no one's going to lend that out. Isn't that an isra of nichush? So Tosfos asked that question, not here. He asks it above Metzia. And he says that if something has a refuah to it, then there is no nichush. If it works, it's not superstition.
Right.
If it works. If rubbing a rabbit's foot works, it's not superstition. If it doesn't work, it's ridiculous.
I know it's from the rabbit's foot.
What? So, but if it works... So what are you saying now? That my wallet has some kind of refuah value for me that I don't want to give it to you? That's a funny thing to say. Right? Has some value.
You don't want to share the good fortune? Or does it work? It only works for...
No, it works. It's my medicine. Get your own medicine, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's one answer. V'ibay Zema, Caleb, Bechivi, V'sumki. The other answer is, the Caleb were not special. White and red. guy's wearing a white shirt. Oh, that's a Siman. He always wears, half the country wears white shirts. What kind of Siman is that? The guy was wearing a, you know, a red baseball hat. Everyone wears a red baseball hat. What kind of Siman was that? Not a Siman. Right? What kind of Siman? Right? So that wasn't a good Siman. That's why that's why he would say it wasn't a good Siman. Okay. Vafilu Raya Meguyad. Even if he saw the guy cut up. Lememra, do you mean to say the Meguyad Chai? You could live through that? Someone could live with that? Vermini, 1 second. Adam Enu Matame Achetete Nafsho. A person doesn't become Tame as a mate until he's died. Until he's dead. He has to be dead. Afilu Meguyad, even if you're cut up, Vafilu Goseth, even if you're a Goseth. If you didn't die yet, you don't become Tame. And you're in that room, you're not Tame yet. You walk out, you have to wait till the guy actually died. So there's an inference. Temuye lo matame. He doesn't become tame, but hamichich lo chai. He's not going to live through this. It's just a matter of a few minutes. Amalei abaya lo kasha. Ha, Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Our mishnah is Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Ha, that mishnah which is an olos. That's rabbanon. Titania. Meidin al maguyad. You're allowed to testify about a maguyad. The ain meidin al atalov. But you can't testify about somebody who's on a cross. That maybe they can live through.
On a cross.
That's what it's all about. Rishon ben Elazar Omer, I follow Meguyad. No, you can even testify on a Meguyad, because they're not going to live. Ein me'idin, af Meguyad ein me'idin, and they shiachol lachavos or lachayos. No, you can get better, you can live. So even on that, you can't testify. Umi matzis l'ugmi k'Rishon ben Elazar. 1 second. Is it possible to say that this mishnah goes like him? Vaktani seifa, but the seifa says, which is going to later in the week. Maisa be'Isya, in the town of Isya, be'Echad was a guy, Sheshil Shiluhu Balayam, he went into the ocean, follow also be'Adam El Raglo. The only thing that we got was his leg. They found his leg. Farmu Chachamim, 1 second. Minar Kuvul Lamaila, if the leg was above the knee, then Tinase, she can get married. Why? Because he's not going to live through that. Not going to survive that. The guy, if you lost his leg above the knee, he's not going to live. Minar Kuvul Lamata, lo Tinase. If it's below the knee, then maybe yes. So what do you see? What do you see? That if a guy's cut up, he's not going to live. So the Gemara says, no, shiny maya, no, water is different. The marzu maka makes it worse. It makes it worse. I've amar rabba bar bar chana l'di chaz lehutaya. I saw an Arab. The shakal safsira, he took out a sword or something. V'gaide legamle, and he killed the camel. V'lo afsike say l'nairuse. He didn't even have a chance to cry and it died, the camel. So what do you see? That being cut up will not survive. That was a weak camel. Rava Avar, no. If the knife is super hot and they cut off a limb or something, you will survive. Because it cauterizes it, exactly. V'chaya ocheles. Let's do it in a minute. Amar Vuda Amar Shmuel. Lo shanu ela makam shein afshi yotzeba. That's only true that you won't live if an animal attacks you, if he attacks you in a place where you're where an essential organ, the heart, the brain, right? That's when it's not good, right? The animal chopped off your toes. They're not gonna die from that. Avomakum shenafsho yote me'itin. But if it's in a vital organ, then we can't testify about it. You're not gonna live through that. Ah, if I'm Rudam Shmuel, Shachar Poshnayim, a guy once lost his two arteries, right? His esophagus and his windpipe, right? Orov Shnayim, or in other words, somebody killed somebody. He attacked him. He cut his two things, or Rov of both, Ubarach, and then he ran away. Meidin, we testify he's dead. Why? Because I can live through that. Ain't he, is that true? If I'm Rudam Shmuel, Shachar Poshnayim, Orov Shnayim, Viremeds. The guy made a remez. He's dying. The remez, he hinted. V'amar kiss v'get l'ishti. Right to get to my wife because my brother's a big jerk. I don't want him to default to evil. Right to get to my wife. Hare elu yichtivu v'yitnu. You allowed to do it. So what do you see? He didn't die so fast. So Gemara says, yeah, chayhu. He's right now alive. Yeah, he has for a few minutes. But v'sof olamos, he will die. He's not going to make it.
Is the presence of mind to say that as
he? All right.
You know stories of people in what's called 9/11 that called up and said,
No, but they weren't before they had.
They weren't slaughtered.
Yeah, well, so they were all intact when they made the phone call.
All right, so we'll stop here because Elamayata now gets into a case of if you do that to somebody by accident, you're flinging knives in your basement by accident, and you hit somebody, do you go to Gaulis for that? Because what is that considered? Maybe not. Maybe there's another factor. Maybe the wind. So that gets into this question about. Okay, so we'll deal with that tomorrow.
We've gone accidentally discharged.
Everybody have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.
Both times.